Hi there, this is Margaret Robinson with the Two-Spirited Roundtable Project, and today I'm here with Toby Caribou. Welcome, Toby. Thanks for participating.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I moved here when I was 9 years old. I am 34 right now. I am two-spirited. I came out when I was 15 years old, and I knew I was different when I was probably about 11 or 12 years old.
So did you first come out as two-spirited, or was there another identity you came out to?
Oh, God, no. I actually, probably about that 15, I knew that I was gay. That's the word I was comfortable with at that time. And I'd probably say about 20 years old, I did hear about two-spirited people of the First Nations, but I didn't hear about them until probably when I started going to the Native Canadian Center. Mm. But it took me probably about 2 years to finally get the nerve to actually go there.
And what was it like when you went?
It was actually pretty good, because it was a good experience, because at the time I met Karina Ryan, who at the time was the volunteer coordinator, so, and she was actually pretty friendly, so, and she told me about everything that they provided and did, and of course they're an AIDS organization, so at the time I asked her if I was actually allowed to even be there, so. And of course, you know, they needed volunteers, so she said that, of course, I could be there. And so,
did you volunteer there?
Oh, God, yes. I did. And of course, I volunteered there for a pride and stuff like that, so it was really nice. It was nice to actually be somewhere that that I could actually identify with, so, and actually have a name to actually to associate myself with, so.
So that's when you started to identify as two-spirited?
Yes, so.
And how did you find it was different from when you identified as gay?
I found I was more comfortable with the word, so. Because I found I wasn't really comfortable using the word gay or lesbian, because I just found it was just too broad and just, I wasn't comfortable using the word, so. But something to actually identify myself with, so to say that, you know, I was two-spirited, and, you know, and the fact that I was queer and Native, that was better.
And is that an identity that you find people recognize and understand when you share it with them?
God, yes.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Where do you get support for your two-spirited identity now?
To tell you the truth, I actually get it more at Anishinaabe Health. So the one on Girard Street. So,
and what kind of a place is that?
It's an organization that provides services, like health services. So I go there for counseling, to see my psychiatrist, my traditional healer, and I go there for the two-spirit sweats. So,
What are two-spirit sweats like?
They're actually pretty good. So I go there, and I'm actually the only woman. So.
How does that feel?
It's actually not bad, because the guys there are actually pretty funny, so, and they always make me feel pretty comfortable, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they always tell me to bring more women, so.
It's tricky. Like, I go to events sometimes, and I'm the only woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What takes place in a two-spirited sweat?
Oh, God, we just go in there, and we just, like, you know, sweat to death.
They're pretty hot. I went to one, and
yeah,
it was really hot.
But they're pretty good. We kind of try and, you know, last to the end, and, you know, and I'm actually pretty, you know, I actually usually do, so.
What's the benefit of getting services at a place like Anishinaabe Health as opposed to any other mainstream non-Aboriginal health service?
Oh, God, to tell you the truth, I feel like I go there to the fact that I go in there and I feel like I'm not judged. And the front person is actually pretty cool, so he knows my name. And every once in a while, I actually bring him a coffee, so. And I like the fact that I can call and actually just ask him if I can, you know, do this or that, and he'll let me know what's available, so.
When you first started going, did you already know all the protocols, or is that something they walked you through?
You know what? It was my counselor. I asked her, like, what they do there, and then she was actually the person that recommended stuff for me, so.
What kind of things do you do on your own to take care of your mental health?
When I know I'm not feeling right, or if I know that if I just need, like, the extra care for myself, you know, because I have epilepsy and SAD, mm-hmm. I'll actually talk to the creator, and I'll actually go and offer tobacco, you know, in the park, and I'll put it in the ground, and I'll actually, and I'll talk to him, and I'll ask him that I'm just needing some extra care for myself, you know, and that's, if he could, just look out for me, so that's what it is. And if not, if it's something that I just can't do, then I'll smudge at home, so.
How did you learn to smudge?
I'd probably say when we were little, at my grandma's house.
Yeah, I remember the smell of sweetgrass.
Yeah.
What role does healthy eating play in your life?
Diabetes and high blood pressure run in my family. So, of course, I looked it up online. And I knew that I had to cut out sugar and salt. So.
So you did?
Yes, so I did.
What was that like?
Oh, God. Eating butter with no salt is kind of gross, but I do it, so. And I cut out, like, the sweets and stuff like that, so.
How long did that take?
Oh, God. I've been doing it for actually probably about 4 years now, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so.
And do you find it's helping? Like, does it keep your blood pressure and your diabetes?
Yeah, it keeps it pretty good, so I, just it got to the point where I was my weight was kind of just up there, and so, but I've lost 80 pounds, so
that's a lot of weight.
Yeah. So
how do you find people in the Aboriginal community in general have responded to your coming out as two-spirited?
To tell you the truth, I don't find anyone myself has had any problems with it, because I find the city is pretty multicultural. Mm-hmm. So I used to work at the Native Center, and so, of course, I'm pretty open about my sexuality. I find that just the way I am and the way I look, there's just no hiding it, so.
So you find people often know before you come out?
Yeah, and I mean, I still get guys that hit on me and stuff like that, and I don't know if it's just, you know, because they like, you know, pretty, like, masculine, you know, looking women, but I'm just like, but I'm pretty open about the fact that I am two-spirited, so, but I've never had an issue, so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
We recently had a webinar where one of the presenters was Alex Wilson from the University of Saskatchewan. And she talked about the idea of coming into community when you come out as two-spirited.
Yeah.
So sort of juxtaposing the coming out with coming in.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great example of how the Aboriginal community can be different in terms of how it deals with sexuality and gender.
Yeah.
Because it's, I find often Aboriginal people have a different understanding of the rules of sexuality and gender than maybe more non-Aboriginal settler folks do.
Yeah.
Do you find that the idea of coming in resonates with you, or have you had a different experience?
No, like, to tell you the truth, the only incident I did have was when I did visit back home. There was a time when we did visit back home, and I told my favorite aunt. This is when we went back for a visit before 2009, which was my last visit.
To Winnipeg?
Yeah, to Winnipeg. We went for one of my uncles, I can't remember which uncle, but because my mom's side of the family, there's like 11 of them. But we went for, I believe, his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I told my favorite aunt. And I just remember her, like, she was my favorite aunt, you know, like, because she was just so cool, you know, and all I remember her was just saying, you're gay, you know, you're gay, and she just kept repeating it, you know, and she was the only person I told.
So it didn't go so well, it sounds.
No, it didn't. And we weren't even actually in Winnipeg. We were on the res, actually, to tell you the truth. I don't even remember which res we were on, but I remember my mom's sister, one of her sisters, who's supposedly Mormon.
Wow.
She got drunk and, oh my God. I was in the house where everybody else was, and all of a sudden, like, you know, this, like, coffee pot comes flying across my face, and, you know, and all of a sudden, she just starts yelling at me, you know, just swearing at me, and she's like, you know, she's like, you don't belong here, you know, and she's like, you need to leave, and it was just terrible.
Wow. What do you do when something like that happens?
To tell you the truth, I got put in another relative's house for the rest of that trip, and no one came to visit me.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so.
How do you take care of yourself when things like that happen?
You know what? I never visit the rest of that family for, like, ever again. I knew that was it for me, so.
So, like, the emotional cost was just too high to continue that?
Yeah. Anyways, when I went back in 2009, I went to go visit my father. Mm-hmm. So, but then in 2009, my father ended up being an ass. And so I stopped my relationship with my father then, too. So,
where do you find your social support now? What's your chosen family look like?
My chosen family is really cool. I actually met Doe O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At Two Spirits. So
she's lovely.
Yeah, she is. It took me 2 years to meet her at Two Spirits because, you know, she just kept being out of the office every time I kept going to the office. So, yeah. So, and then we finally met and then we just kind of clicked like that. And then every time I'd go meet her for lunch and stuff like that. And then finally her wife was like, you know, she's like, she has to come up, you know, to the house so I can meet her, you know. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know. Because I felt bad because I'm like, you know.
You're spending all this time.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty cool and, you know. And I love their kids and everything, so, yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So.
I want to thank you for participating in the Two Spirited Roundtable podcast, and I really enjoyed talking with you today. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.